The new network for early childhood development, ACTAS Uganda, has asked the Minister of Education and Sports and the Ministry of Gender, Labour and Social Development to immediately launch a nationwide safety compliance audit of all early childhood development to see whether the centres are prioritising full implementation of the early childhood day care and education policy. Commenting on the tragic incident that happened yesterday at Gaba Early Childhood Development Centre, where four juveniles under 3 years were killed, the members of the Network for Early Childhood Development ACTAS Uganda noted that this incident is a stark wake-up call that exposes critical gaps in the enforcement of safety, registration, licensing and child protection standards as clearly outlined in the Early Childhood Care and Education Policy 2025. Kabanda Joseph, Vice Chair of the Network for Early Childhood Development ACTAS Uganda, at a press conference held at Hotel Africana, said that the Ministry of Education and Sports should immediately launch the issue, a circular to all centres and three primary schools, mandating full awareness, compliance and operationalisation of the ECCE Policy 2025.
So it's quite absurd that the policy that was launched has not yet been disseminated. Otherwise, we'd see within the policy all those guidelines that would be taken for any learning environment. The children, where they are learning from, the kind of furniture, the kind of seating arrangement, the caregivers within the learning environment. Because according to the policy and the guidelines, all teachers and caregivers have to be licensed. So the question would be, are our teachers, our caregivers within the ECCE spaces, are they licensed to teach? Are they trained to teach? So when it comes to learning, again, we can't miss out on what the policy says. Even
Shafik Sekalala, who is also a member of the Network for Early Childhood Development ACTAS Uganda, said that the Early Childhood Care and Education Policy set clear parameters in regard to the learning of the child, which some centres have continued to violate.